Okay, today we're going to travel to Landers, California, an unincorporated community in the high desert region of the Mojave Desert. It's north of Joshua Tree in Yucca Valley and right next to the 29 Palms Marine Corps base. And on some days, they can even hear them practicing. Their population is 2,900. Its residents are sometimes referred to as the Landroids, an allusion to the popular UFO culture in the area. And its official slogan, Beautiful Skies, Miles of Smiles, was adopted pursuant to a contest held by them in the early 2014. It was submitted by Miss McCall's third and fourth grade class at the Landers Elementary School. For almost half a century, Landers has been known as the Land of a Thousand Vistas, home to the Integraton designed by Charles Wassell, which we'll learn more about in the history. Its demographics, overall crime grade is D-, so we'll look more at that and pray about that specifically. Male to female, there's 54% male, 45% female. The average age is older, 58. 10% of households have children, so a very small population of children there. 90% don't have children. Average income, living at home. The average income is low. It's $36,000, but only 5% are below poverty. 82% own their home. 4% have no high school. 38% graduated from high school. 34% had some college. And 21% had some college degrees. 47% are married. 19% never. 21% are divorced. That's a high number. 12% are widowed, and that also is a high number for a town. In this case, a city. 87% are white, 6% Hispanic, 2% American Indian, 4% Asian, and 1% other. The Landers area was originally settled in the 20th century by prospectors who came to mine gold in Goat Mountain, starting with Charles Rush in 1914. From the late 40s through the 70s, it was a popular gathering point for UFO conventions and enthusiasts, the primary destination of interest being the Integraton and nearby Giant Rock. The Giant Rock is one of the largest boulders in Northern America. 7 stories high. The area was the epicenter in 1992 for a 7.4 earthquake. It did cause considerable damage to the area, and unhappily, one person passed away, a 3-year-old child. The Integraton was started in 1954 by a man named George Van Tassel, who lived till 1978, who believed the structure, which looks like a dome, a geometric dome. It looked like, in his opinion, the design of Moses' tabernacle, which it doesn't, the writings of Nikola Tesla, and the telepathic directions from extraterrestrials. He no longer lives there. It is 38 foot high, 55 feet in diameter, all wood, and designed to be an electrostatic generator to give rejuvenation and time travel. It was actually repurchased by his 3 sisters who've restored it, and now you can go there and have a sound bath. Yes, you heard it correctly. You can have a bath with sound. Very interesting. It's actually a unique structure that's listed in the 2019 National Register of Historical Places. So we pray, Father, for Landers. We pray that people would arise here and come to know Jesus and come to know the truth, that there are no unidentified foreign objects, that there is demons and angels, and that there is a God and he is a spirit, and that they cannot see him, but they can see the evidence of his work through his people. We pray, God, for intercessors to arise, and pray for the city and its 3 churches. We lift up Landers Community Church, the Bread of Life Mission, and the Calvary Christian Fellowship. We ask they would explode in growth, that people would come here just like they come in the thousands to see the alleged UFOs, and even started a Burning Man Jr. Place near the Giant Rock. God, we pray that people would seek you instead, and they would find you to be the one that transforms, that you're the one that created the stars and the skies and everything in it and all of creation. We pray, Father, that for the government, San Bernardino County, to oversee this city and help it get on its feet and bring economy that would be able to bring in more children and balance it out and less divorce. We pray for people to come to know each other and love each other and learn how to do that well, and that the churches would provide good marital counseling and even maybe seminars or something for the people to grow in. We pray for those that have COVID. There are 15 as of today, which is a lot for a small area. We pray that they would recover from that. We pray for the crime issues that's rated F and the property crime D and other crime F. A crime occurs every 7 days, the top crime being 14% vandalism, 12% theft, 11% drugs, and 10% burglary. So God, we pray that people would come to know you, that by the transforming gospel, that people would share their faith. Maybe even people would come there from other cities and start a revival meeting that explodes into some Bible studies and meetings and house churches that would help these people see beyond the things of this world, and that the addictions that they would be broke, the chains would be broken from the addictions that they have. We pray for the giant rock where a lot of people connect on a lot of bizarre reasons. But for the most part, other than debauchery, etc., God, we pray that they would be safe. We pray for protection. We pray for godly things to happen there, and that maybe people who are in the art world would find a way to bless those people and talk to them about you. We pray for the Integraton, which states it is a fusion of art, science, and magic. And God, you are against the magic especially. And so God, we come against the spirits that are reigning in this area, and we ask that your angelic host will go forth and bring about a revival that people around will never forget, just like they didn't forget the giant rock, in Jesus' name. That they would come to know the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ.